Hello, everyone, and welcome to Critical Fail. I am your host and DM Parker, and to my left we have...
Simon, I'm playing Namis, a cleric.
Gideon, I am playing Grog, a fighter.
Eli, I'm playing Cole, a rogue.
Alright, so since this is our first episode, I think we need to start with a little lore. So here we go. At the dawn of time, there were three gods, Nox, Lumo, and Isero. Nox was the god of darkness, evil, corruption, death, and the underworld. Lumo was the goddess of light, purity, goodness, life, and the astral plane. Isero is the god of balance and the midverse. They created the universe and everything in it, but Bak-Ashan, the great demon, sought to destroy and control the universe they had made. After a battle that raged and tore the heavens, they sealed him away in the dimension of chaos, left there to rot. Our story begins on the planet of Terramor, on the continent of Garenwash, a continent home to all races, welcoming anyone who dares to set foot upon their shores. Our heroes begin in a crowd of refugees moving to Aaronport to escape a war going on in their local village. All right. So as you walk towards this city of Aaronport in this group of refugees, I'd say you're all in different positions. You don't know very many people, but you see suddenly a huge sprawling coastal city. The city is built kind of like a half circle bullseye, with the bullseye being the richest of the richest. So the outer rings are kind of the slums where all the poor people hang out. And as you go in and go in and go in, it gets higher. Literally the elevation rises and then it gets richer and richer. At the very top is the governor's tower, which is this gleaming pearly spire, which is floors upon floors upon floors. So as you enter the great wooden gates of Aaronport, you see a bustling community sprawling with life. This is kind of the dingy, more poor district, so you get the sense that it's more like
McDonald's,
really popular, but not the best you can get.
It's McDonald's, but with a W instead of an M.
Pretty much, yeah. All right.
It's like whack.
Okay, so what do you do?
I go to the tavern to find a drink because I'm in a crowd of refugees, and, you know, that's just kind of depressing. A drink will take the edge off.
Okay, so... what are you going to do? You're going to follow him?
I'm going to look for a noble and get myself out of here.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to head into the tavern like Simon, but not following Simon. I'm just going to look for people to pick
up. You're not a follower. Drunk
people.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start with Simon, because this should be... not Simon, sorry. We're going to start with Gideon. So... you guys are walking to the tavern. This tall elf creature with all these little bangles and this shiny leather armor painted gold and white. And
yeah, you know, let him know that I might be rich.
Yeah. Also, this little...
just as poor as all of them.
What race are you again?
Dwarf.
Dwarf, sorry. It's going to take me a while to get all your stuff.
Why, Simon? Why?
We're metaversing.
Stop metagaming.
Okay.
So, anyways,
why Lumos? Why?
You in a dark cloak, kind of a stout little short creature, just kind of scuttling along, really shifty eyed, looking for someone to pickpocket. You're like, But you guys are just walking casually, and you see this huge, huge half-orc just grumbling. I hate this place. This place is a mess. Stupid place. As he walks by you, just drape. I kind of imagine your character just has like gold chains and like.
Kind of like a rapper.
He looks like a rapper.
But kind of like it's fake gold.
Please tell me you have the hat too.
What?
The hat with like world's best orc or something.
No, I have like.
That's just spray painted on his chest.
No. I'm like.
He's the goat with two O's, greatest orc of all time.
No. Hey, no. I'm like obviously an orc, but I have like formal clothes on. Like I have like the snuffy little outfit and the pontiff.
Yes.
Hat, but I'm super big, so it looks kind of off.
So
on
like
me.
His entire like he has a white dress shirt and he has like a vest. And
I have
hat.
Like nice clothes.
Yeah, but it's like breaking.
But his muscles are like starting to almost tear through his white shirt.
And I have a very big, very old looking white sheened axe on my back.
Okay. Yes.
The gentleman.
That's gonna be your nickname.
And I have like three dragons and also I have javelins on me.
He's a gentleman.
Okay.
The gentleman fighter.
What do we do now, good sir?
Alright. So just grumbling about I gotta find some nobles. I hate this place.
Human war.
Yeah, pretty much. And so as he's stomping past you, he bumps into Namus and what's your name? Cole at the same time.
I offer to buy him a drink because he looks sad.
And they both fall face down in the mud. As one does when bowled over by a 7-foot-tall, 200-something-pound orc.
I say I do the Canadian thing. I say that I'm sorry and offer to buy him a drink for his poor misfortune.
I immediately,
just like the hands too, just tree pose, just heart center. just starts doing yoga.
No. Composes myself with a fake smile. I was like, sorry, kind sir. And lends him out a big hand and just picks him up. And sets
I
him
think
down.
It'd be more like, sorry, kind sir.
Sorry, kind sir. Don't know our spatial room. Sorry.
Meanwhile, Cole just over here struggling in the mud.
He's just like drowning in a small puddle.
He's like, help, help!
I said I'd
point out at this point that while he's a dwarf, he's a very short dwarf. Like he's maybe 3 foot flat. The man is looks like a freaking toddler. He's that height.
I know. I said I picked both of them up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I picked both.
So he helps him to his feet, and he tries to help. He helps Namus to his feet. While trying to help Cole up, he flings him over his shoulder accidentally.
We're like the same size.
Anyways.
We're like the same size.
Except you're a lot less bulky and maybe a little shorter.
I'm like slender and a bit shorter. Eli's just like at our ankles.
Anyways, so.
So I pick him up and I'm like, I'll buy you a drink for your troubles. And then I roll my eyes as I walk towards the tavern.
So as you guys are walking towards the tavern, you see it's nice.
Yeah, I had to.
You
that.
See it's painted in maroon, like maroon with a green sign and golded letters that read "The Gilded Heifer."
For all that don't
for
know,
all our
we
listeners,
tried to do this before. This is the exact same mission we were doing before. We just didn't record it.
Oh,
we tried, but
it was a fail.
It
and then
a,
we even lost the recording
fail.
Too.
We lost the recording too. So also, basically what happened was Gideon was not this way. He was a rogue, which was very dumb, and he did some very dumb things.
And he tried to buy a knife from a camping store and almost
got
shot.
He tried to buy a knife. Although
it was interesting,
he already had a knife.
Exactly. Okay.
He's like, I need a knife. Wait, I have a knife.
You know, we're not gonna talk about this because we're done. So, anyways, the Gelded Heifer. You guys walk through the double swing doors and into a lively bustle of activity.
Yeah, so many people are depressed. It's
so
wonderful for the people making money.
Oh my gosh! Shut up. No. So you. it's much different from the outside world. Whereas outside the tavern, there had just been like street grubs, street rats, all the street things. And so anyways, as you're scanning this bar, just it's a, like, as I said before, it's a bustle of activity. Outside there was like drunk people just laying against the walls and stuff. But you walk in and there's these little booths everywhere. Like against the walls, there's these there's like, what?
I said, why yes.
Why yes.
There are booths.
No way.
And from them I shall take and steal and smuggle and kill.
Aren't you a cleric?
Who said I was a good cleric?
You.
I'm a chaotic neutral.
You're a patron.
I don't care about it.
No, okay, whatever. Okay. So,
you made me a neutral. You made me
okay.
A
all right.
Okay, let's continue.
Chaotic neutral.
Okay, come on, continue.
Okay, anyways, let me finish this. No, there's, okay, so up against the walls, there are booths kind of, I want to say screwed to the wall, but I don't think they have screws. But
yeah, they're kind
you know,
of like,
you know, it's like a, it's like the McDonald's setup. You know, you have the benches up against the walls and like the circular tables and the, that's like it. Except,
so McDonald's.
Unlike McDonald's, it has
a Demogorgon.
Why are you drinking my root beer? It's mine.
This is gonna be the best 15 minutes of us just talking zero T.
Exactly. No. But. Let's see. So it's like a McDonald's type setup, right? But
so we're just walking into in McDonald's in the McDonald's district.
Yes. No. There's so there is a stage where people can perform. It's kind of like they have a bunch of scheduled performances right now.
To the corner with the hooded figure. Because I know there has to be there's... one. This is a tavern.
What are you talking about, Simon?
In every D&D
you're
campaign,
metagaming.
There is a
you are metagaming
figure.
So hard.
I don't
hard.
Care.
You're
there's
metagaming so
figure.
Hard. No, stop, stop, Simon, stop, stop.
Namus
is about to get...
Open the third door with the hooded figure.
Shut up. No. Okay. So in one corner there is a performance stage. There's a schedule for the performances. On the stage right now is a small troupe of performers. There's a vocalist who is a half elf, and she seems to be singing some kind of like basically what you can interpret it as. It's basically the medieval version of K-pop.
Huh.
Anyways, so as she's singing a ripoff of BTS songs, stop. Stop. No, stop it right now.
No one's gonna know it.
Freaking swiping twos across your eyes is not K-pop. That's kids bop. Two very different things.
What if you're nude while doing it? Then it's not. Yeah.
Then it's adult God. Pop.
You guys love it.
Adult pop.
Adult. Adult version TikTok. No.
Okay.
On. Anyway.
Started off as adult version TikTok. Stop looking at me like that.
That's kind of an oxymoron. TikTok is the adult version of TikTok.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Let's go.
They also steal information.
Oh. Ooh, yay, those Ooh. Chinese need my information more than me.
Speaking of Chinese.
Oh, yeah. I would like to go speak to the bartender to find information.
Actually, I have to finish describing the bar first. Anyways, behind her is a little, looks kind of like a monkey. Like a hamster monkey hybrid, pretty much. It's like it's like a very furry halfling, pretty much. And he's playing what looks kind of like a trumpet, except it has 5 keys, and the...
He needs to be freed. Immediately. Please. Tap one finger.
Next to the furry creature is a slender elf with kind of greenish skin playing a lute. And behind that's a flute.
Flute, not a lute.
A lute is like a guitar type thing, you idiot.
Oh, ew.
Shut up.
I'm over here just tapping.
You could be our drums.
Behind her is an insect-like creature with 6 arms playing on this very complex looking drum set, and next to him in the back is a huge, like, giant, big, bulky, muscular guy strumming a bass.
No, he'd be strumming a tiny violin.
No, it's a bass. It's a bass.
Okay.
It's a bass. Yeah. It's a bass. There's a little L-shaped bar takes up most of the left side wall. And behind it is the bartender. So anyways, you remember how I said speaking of Chinese?
Yes, I do.
So this bartender is Chinese.
Ooh, yay.
And as you
good
walk,
thing we're polite in this continent.
Yeah, well.
No, he's Asian.
I walk up to him and
anyways, as you are
I would like to go speak to the polite man.
Okay. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
I would like to ask him, "Where's the adventure, buddy? I need adventure. It courses through my veins."
I immediately walk up to him and grab his mouth.
What's your armor class?
17.
He rolls an 18.
No, I'm not grabbing him. I'm grabbing Simon's now.
Oh.
To stop him from talking.
Okay.
I can't. I don't.
You might have stopped me from talking, but I asked it first, and I got a 16.
Oh, so after roll.
Okay, anyways. No. Go ahead and roll me a strength check.
Oh, wait, my strength? 3. That's 10. Wait, what?
Roll a strength check. Jeez, that dice is heavy. Just shook the whole table.
10
plus 3 is. Are you proficient in strength?
What is that? Yes.
Okay, so it's a 15.
It's still lower than my armor class. 15. 16.
Okay, you roll me a strength check.
20.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. No, okay.
I backhand.
What the heck? No, this giant orc comes up behind him and he places his hand over his mouth. What are you saying to him? Like, I'm curious.
Shut up.
I turn around slowly and just push him against a wall.
No.
Don't test me.
So, but as he's doing that, Simon grabs his hand, twists it around, and puts him in like a half Nelson. And this little tiny wire, well, not tiny, this wiry elf is holding a humongous half orc's arm behind his back. Well, the half orc screams like a girl trying to get out of the hole. And all the Asian guy does is he looks at you and he goes,
"I send you to Jesus."
He's not Stephen He. No, if he was Stephen He, he would have slapped you guys with slippers by now and called you all failures. Anyways, no.
Ask him for
he looks at you. No.
There will be a lot of scenes for everyone out there. Eli is on the floor, back down, breaking his knees.
Okay.
Man down.
We will be making a lot of Stephen Key jokes.
No, we won't. No, sir. Okay.
He is a failure for not telling you where adventure is.
Stop.
Fine.
Go.
You're done. Okay. No, but he looks at you and he goes, "What are you doing? This is my tavern. I will not have this in my tavern. You will get out right now, or you will tell me what you want to drink."
I order a water. I order a water.
Water. What
the cheapest drink that's free, so I can ask him for adventure.
He hands you a mug of water. It doesn't cost anything.
Yes. Is my best kind of drink.
I ask for one beer, one cheap beer, and one of his finest beers.
Okay, here we go. A light bud, and he hands you this. That will cost you 5 copper pieces. Our finest ale is 2 gold coins. Here you are. And he pours you up like this big tall glass. Like, you know, like in Thor Ragnarok, you know the mug that Doctor Strange gives Thor? Like that size.
Damn.
But in your hands, it looks like a regular coffee mug. It's like the size of a root beer can.
For me?
Yeah, pretty much.
For me, it's like the size
of my more, please. For coffee.
Another.
Another. Now I ask him where the adventure is.
It's my turn to buy a drink.
Why do you say it like that? Are you an idiot or something? You have 2 brain cells.
I know I have two brain cells. I know you have 1 brain cell. So tell me where the adventure is, old man.
I do not know where the adventure is. Why don't you go ask him? And he points to a corner, and there.
I knew it!
Is a hooded figure.
No, I want to get a.
In the shady corner, tapping his foot to the music playing by the band.
Now it's Eli's turn, and he would like to buy the finest root beer.
The finest root beer.
Back then, root beer was like alcoholic.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Actually, it was. The original.
Oh yeah, that is true.
The original root beer was beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Finest virgin root beer.
Root beer. Okay.
Never thought those words would be spoken.
Okay, here you go. And he
like Bloody Mary version.
He hands you a mug. He's like, "I admire your choice to stay sober, unlike your big friend over there."
I stayed sober.
I asked
for water.
Okay,
I crack open the Bud Light, pour it, and like.
That's because you're freaking like.
I'm not poor.
You are poor.
I'm not that poor.
That's why you ordered water.
It's
free. If it's free, they should expect me to abuse it.
Okay. Anyway, so he walks over to.
The Bud Light
costs you 5 copper coins, and yeah, no, it's not.
Like, and the other two were 2 gold pieces.
Oh no, it's the other way.
That's the 4 copper pieces.
What's the conversion rate of copper to gold?
What?
What's the conversion rate of copper to gold?
I'm pretty sure it's 10.
100 copper.
No, it's
to 1 gold.
Is it?
10
yeah, because
after gold, 10 copper.
That's true. So yeah.
So I just hand him 5 gold pieces and like
keep the change.
I don't. Math is not my.
Very nice, and he nods at
you.
Here,
I'll do math for you, so you don't have to. No.
We're doing this. This guy just got rich. Okay.
I pick up the two beers, and I eat the Bud
Light. He just.
Very tasty.
The bartender's just—he's just still holding the 5 copper coins, and he's like, "Is this fake?"
No, it's gold. 5 gold coins.
He just like He puts them down on the counter, walks over, slips on some of those like plastic medical gloves, and he picks them up like gingerly, like they're covered in like your spit or something, because who knows, they probably are, and he dumps them in the cashier. He has this little like wooden crank
before
thing,
I leave,
and
I,
it cranks out, and then it's like on it's on, you know, those little slide bead thingies.
Yeah
on the side of one of those slide bead things. That's how you know like your cost. And he cranks this little crank, and this little money drawer comes out, and he puts the 5 gold coins, shut it.
I ask him, and I just if he has a son, if the bartender has a son.
The bartender?
Yes.
But he's a failure. No, I'm joking.
Hey.
The bartender looks at you weird, turns back, and starts cleaning his glass.
I drink the
He doesn't drink. Answer me.
No, he doesn't
I use intimidation to scare him into informing
Freaking
me.
Roll me an intimidation check. Okay, if you fail this, I swear.
My intimidation is a plus zero.
Okay.
Watch me get a nat 20. I got a 6.
The guy turns around and
he's just
like, I will send you to
Jesus. he's still
I don't
just,
succeed, but
he
I
just keeps cleaning his glass. He's just ignoring you. Okay.
Yes, I did it. The ancient.
Okay.
For those who, you know,
so
would like to know,
you were
I
gonna,
got a nat
you were gonna,
20 one time when I did that. So I
oh my gosh. Okay. So you're talking to the shady figure in the corner.
Okay.
I'm drowning my sorrows in beer. Because I got
what sorrows? What?
He man.
Where did this come from?
Finally, elf manhandled me.
I'm like, bitch.
Like, bitch. Like, grabs him. Like, I'm just like.
What did you say?
I said, bitch. You better not. I drink all the beer. I'm like discouraging myself.
I'd like to acknowledge the fact that Eli has the most girly laugh I've ever heard.
No, I was beeping. Meta gamer is activated!
Bro literally laughs like a girl screaming.
Okay, come on.
That's okay, because Simon laughs like he's choking on something.
I
so like a donkey braying backwards. Okay. So you walk over to the guy in the corner, and he looks up at you. He's very ruggedly good looking, I guess. This is the kind of guy this is the kind of guy you'd expect to see in the woods hunting stuff. Pretty much. So he's draped in a fur cloak. He's lean and muscular. And peeking from under the hood. You see that he looks like a young half-elf, around maybe 20, 30 years old.
He's a god.
No, he's not a god. He has short black hair, piercing green eyes.
We don't know. Yeah, we should.
You don't know that. I can't tell you that either.
I use a perception. I want to use a perception check to see if he's a god.
What is wrong? No.
Just,
okay.
Yes. No. Just
you fail automatically. Okay.
Minus 30 on roll. That's not impossible.
Okay, so what do you say to him?
I ask him if he could tell me where the funnest, most dangerous adventure would be, because I wonder, act like cannon fodder and be stupid.
He looks up at you and he goes, goodest isn't a word.
I walk over to
him. I tell him I knew... I tell him, yeah, my intelligence is decent, but I failed the rope.
Why are you metagaming right now?
Now tell me, where's
the
adventure?
Stop metagaming. Stop it.
Fine. I tell him, I know word good. Tell me where adventure is.
He looks
I know
at you.
Word good. Tell
he
me
looks
where
at you and he chuckles. Why would you be suitable for adventure when you can barely hold a sword?
I walk over.
I tell him that I beat up half orc. I tell him I beat up a half orc in the last 5 years.
He looks at the half orc. He looks over at Grog and he goes, that half orc?
I say,
yes. You think that's impressive?
I say, well, not exactly, but I mean, it's better than beating a halfling.
What's wrong with halflings? And suddenly he drops his disguise spell and he's a half. No, I'm joking. Bilbo Baggins comes out. What did you say?
I just say, well,
come here.
I don't know why my Bilbo Baggins sounds like Mickey Mouse, but
Dobby, dude, I just,
Dobby must not tell lies.
I just say, well, I can be killed by a half orc. I can field kick a halfling. So like.
If we die, I'll leave all my stuff to you.
Thank you. You can't leave it to me. I'm the DM, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'll do well with
Leave
that.
It to me. I will.
Give me your
basically nobility. Leave it to me anyways. It's mine right now anyways. Okay. No. So he looks at you and he goes, and your name is?
Nomis, good sir.
Nomis. My name is Balin the Seeker.
Dang. Nice name.
Yes, sir. No, and he goes.
I tell him I've lived this life before. There's a halfling table over there.
He looks at you with the utmost disgust, and he goes, okay, here's the deal. There is an enchanted object in this room.
Oh, no.
And you need to find it, and you need to destroy it. So as this is happening, Gideon and Eli.
Oh my God! Not again!
No! You're watching the stage, and the band packs up and leaves, and the comedian gets up on the stage, and he goes, "What's up, everybody? How are y'all doing tonight?" And the crowd's like, "Yeah, woo!" And he goes up, and he looks at the crowd, and he goes, "Grog," and the entire crowd just starts laughing. And even you're like, ho, that's me. I'm Grog. And everyone's laughing, including the table in the corner.
I immediately pull up my javelin and throw it at that sucker.
Okay. Everybody, go ahead and roll me initiative.
Oh, I have minus one initiative.
I have a 10.
Can anybody beat an 18?
No.
No. All right, go ahead.
I got a 20.
Tell me.
I got 20.
Oh, you got a 20? Natural. That is a waste. That is a waste of a natural 20. But okay.
Especially in a fight.
Exactly.
Roll.
No. Okay. So.
Trap it. Burn the roof down.
Finish him.
Finish
him.
Not again.
Okay. Eli, it's your turn first.
I asked the bartender if he's got any slippers.
I can find
out. No, sir.
It's a mimic.
You give that to me right now.
It's a mimic.
I will smite you.
I call it a bestiary. No, the beasts of the
you
world.
You don't get to read the monster manual.
That's cheating. Okay.
Fine.
Anyways.
I asked the bartender if he's got any slippers.
The bartender looks at you, looks at the table, who has now grown like freaking claws on its legs and has this big like venom style mouth and like 80 eyes just all across the table, and he goes, "You're on your own," and turns around and just goes back to cleaning his glass.
Is that
all you're gonna do for your turn?
Burn
the table.
Dude, break the liquor glasses. We can burn it down. Use it.
I'm gonna stay on the good side of the guy with the killer slippers, okay?
Okay.
Just hit him.
What if he doesn't have killer slippers? How bad would you feel? Is that racially motivated, sir?
Yes, it is. Now tell it.
No, that's Stephen Healy motivated.
This guy isn't Stephen Healy.
You thought he was.
That's such an Asian stereotype.
Stop it.
Go.
I waltz over calmly and quietly to the table.
Waltz over.
Yes, he waltzes.
Wow.
The
freaking no, that's what I'm putting in as the background music. The Mario underwater theme.
Dude, we'll get sued.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. This podcast will never make enough money to pay Nintendo back for that. Okay.
I will score the table with a rapier.
I'll be the judge of that. Go ahead and roll for it.
18.
That is a hit.
That is a 12 plus 6.
Okay, hit.
Wait, do we That's use our attack bonus?
Okay, yeah. And I roll for attack.
That's 1d8 of damage?
8.
8?
Because it's got 1d8 plus 4.
Okay, so
I'm
you...
I'm just strong. I have like plus you, 5 for my
You
attack.
Swing your rapier and...
You can swing or more stab.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I want to stab the defensive.
So you stab your rapier into the table and it lets out a... an unearthly scream. Yeah, the table screams.
Does it laugh?
Okay, so it is the mimic's turn, and seeing as it just got stabbed by a 3-foot flat dwarf in a stupid cloak, he turns around, he swings around to you.
How much damage is that deal?
What?
Like him stabbing the table.
8 damage. Were you not listening?
No.
Okay. Anyways, so the mimic's gonna try and bite you. So, that is... What's your armor class?
14.
That's a hit.
How about a hit?
18. Yeah, 4. Okay. And that is...
Wait, Simon, is the dexterity added?
I believe so, yeah.
That's 3 damage. And you are now restrained. Or grappled. I say grappled. So, whose turn is it now?
I rolled...
Okay, you're next.
Yeah, he's next. Okay.
You rolled like a 15
I roll...
Wait, what does dwarven look like?
It's like... I'll tell you later.
It has no, use.
I use Guiding Bolt on the mimic.
Okay. Roll for it.
That is a...
Single max.
11.
11 plus your...
What's your spellcasting?
Plus your spellcasting.
So that's 17.
17? That's a hit.
Okay. So with that, that is 46.
46. Dang. That's a first level spell?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot
I'm
about
a cleric,
Guiding Bolt.
Remember.
Guiding Bolt's so stupidly powerful. Oh my gosh.
6, 5, 4, 3, 15, 16, 17, 18.
18 damage. Wow. Okay.
The table's gonna do more than scream this time, right?
He's gonna like be singed.
Anyways, so
that is a
The screaming table. What?
You have X amount of spell slots.
Yeah, you have a certain amount of spell slots. Yeah.
I mean, like,
you must
how many times? Times? Oh, I got.
Yeah, you have to rest. Or
I think it's a long rest.
It's a long rest.
Okay, well, I'll just use inflict a wound next time. 3d10.
What the heck?
Yeah, 3d10.
Okay. Anyways, so the mimic just tries. It's trying to scream, even though it has a 3-foot tall. Dwarf in its mouth. It comes out more of a as this light blue, like crackling energy hits it and it just around it. Gideon, it's your turn.
I hit it with my great axe.
Okay. You're gonna cleave it? Get it with the old grog motion? Alright, roll for it.
Wait, where'd my dice go?
It's right there.
She's a lighter guy. Yeah. 16.
16?
It says I'm proficient in simple weapons.
Okay.
Add your proficiency bonus, which at that level should be a plus.
It's fine. Two. That's a hit anyways. Anyways, so roll damage.
It says 1d12.
You roll a
d12.
5.
You roll a d12 and you add 5 to it.
Here.
Oh no! Six damage. Okay.
11.
That's still a lot of
I'm
damage.
I'm kind of the guy. Yeah. Literally, I have 3 drafts javelin.
So, anyways, back up to the topic. Cole's turn. You are currently grappled. So, what do you want to do?
swipe at the teeth of my rapier and hopefully hit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
I know.
Oh yeah, you have disadvantage. I forgot.
You rolled it.
13.
That is a miss, unfortunately.
Come on.
So.
How armor class is this stupid table at?
I can't tell you that.
So probably like a 60.
60.
60. 60. What world are you living in?
So that's
a miss. So you swing at it, and the edge of your rapier pings off its teeth. So now it is the mimic's turn. So he's gonna kind of spit you out, and he's gonna shoot a little slime ball at you.
The one that's really hurting it down.
Because
much farther away.
Yeah.
And I stabbed it with a stick, so.
Tried.
Yeah, it's me. It's mad at you. It just thinks lightning just randomly struck it.
13. Does that hit?
Let's see. It bounced off my leather armor.
So little slimy tendrils come out and it goes, and this little slime ball just splats like on a table right next to you, and the people.
I'm like, oh, gee, that could be me.
The people sitting there are just like screaming, running around. What just happened?
Because they're drunk.
Yeah, sure. No, and I forgot to point out the people that were sitting at this table have gone completely insane. They're like, oh my gosh, our table's moving.
Why are people just screaming?
Exactly. Anyway.
Stop hitting our table!
The next person up, use Inflict Wounds.
Ooh.
Which is a 3d10.
What type of damage is it?
I can't even read my own damn hand right. I think it's heretic damage. I don't know.
Heretic damage?
I don't know. I'm dumb.
Necrotic or heretic?
It's necrotic. And it doesn't even matter.
Okay. Roll to hit this.
Okay. Wait, I'm slime by the table.
I get an 18.
An 18? Jeez. Okay, that hits.
Okay. 3d10. Come on.
I forgot how stupidly powerful
4, 7, 4 are.
So, do the math.
15.
15 damage. That's not bad. Okay.
Oh, now you get this.
That's really good, actually. All right. So,
I just need a long rest to, you know, get that power of gods back. You know,
so is that all your spell slots?
No, I have 3 spell slots.
You have 3 first level spell slots?
Yeah, 3 first level spell slots.
Wait. Do you know what spell slots are? They're slots that you can use to cast any spell you want. Cantrips don't have spell slots. Spell slots are basically like little. So at first level, you have 2 first level spell slots, which means you can cast 2 first level spells of your choosing.
Just let me get rid of these things that I've made from 4 tenths of. I don't need cure wounds.
It's
no one's
good.
Ever gonna die.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, this is most of the party's first game ever playing Dungeons and Dragons. So this should be
fun.
Yeah, but it's called Critical Fail for a reason.
Yeah, because we're garbage.
I'm in first one.
Okay.
I want to hit it with my axe again.
Go ahead and.
Second to first.
All right. Your turn, Grog.
I'm gonna hit it with my axe.
Grog. Okay.
That's plus 7.
+18. That's a hit.
It's a, like 25. Okay.
You're like mad at this thing. You're like, die. You're gonna die. I'm gonna hit.
Roll to hit it.
Like, what do you mean roll to hit it? He just.
Sorry. Roll for the damage.
Just gets like a
9 plus 5.
Okay.
Gosh. 14.
14 damage.
Is this thing dead yet? Gosh darn.
So close. it's hurting.
It's like
got this blackish blood.
Like I could just
blood,
blow just, on it and it's gonna just like.
You can try. All right, Eli, it's your turn.
It's mad at us, probably. Is it a pool table? I imagine it being a pool table.
I wish it was.
And like the little slime balls are actually like the cue balls.
11 plus 6. 17.
That's a hit. Full for damage.
It's definitely a 14 armor class.
Yeah. One plus your attack.
He just hit it. I guess. What's your?
So what's the damage?
Damage would be.
You better kill this thing.
If I don't, it's gonna be all of y'all's fault. If y'all needed someone short. Y'all needed a rogue. When I would rather. Pull
so he rogue. Stabs. So he stabs the table, and the table like, oop, and it falls over dead.
You killed it.
And it starts.
The hero,
like, cracks,
the guy that barely hit it.
In cracks sprout in it, and it just.
The guy that was disabled for half the fight won it all.
Just falls to pieces. All right.
I just want.
What if I use mending on it?
No.
No. I mend it.
You are smitten from the sky. No.
You are. That's smoted.
Smoted.
You have that been should be the name of our.
Smoted.
Smoted. That's the name of the episode for sure.
Smoted.
Smoted. Smoted. It's going to be smoted with like 8 D's. All right.
Smoted.
Episode title Smoted.
We're going to have to edit this out so people don't know our creative process. Anyways, can we take like, you know, just a quick long rest in the tavern as we, you know, verbally assault the guy that thought we were weak?
No. The hooded figure comes over to you and he puts one hand on your shoulder. He's like, maybe you were not as weak as I thought you were.
I'm like, damn right. I can, if I wanted to, you'd be dead too. So how about you calm down, little mister?
Mister.
He draws a sword and stabs him.
He gets a little smirk on his face. He says, meet me here at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I will give you a quest. You and your party members. And he gestures to you too.
Maybe take him like, what the crap?
And he goes, maybe. Bartender. And he snaps, and the bartender throws him a set of keys, and he walks through the door to the inn at the back of the Gelded Heifer.
May we take a long rest for sleep?
The bartender asks, how many rooms would you like?
I say three. Two.
Two? Who are you sharing with?
No one. Yeah. They have to share.
They have to share.
No, if you offer for less, you get to share.
Ladies.
I'm about the size of the room.
I'm about the size of the room. Remember who beat you earlier? How about you remember your place?
Fight.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're just like, he's like, I use my, oh wait, I can't use it. I haven't rested in a while.
I use Sacred Flame 1d8 Radiant Damage.
No, you don't. We're done. Okay.
I'm like, you want to burn today? We can have you burn today. Shut up. We can make some nice orc soup.
Stop. Okay. So, anyhow.
I asked for.
Too bad he's not a turtle.
I use my position of privilege to ask for a better room than these two.
I use the fact that I saved.
The bartender, like, cocks his head at you. He's like. Why do you think that I will give you a better room? By the way, we don't even have better rooms.
We don't have rooms.
Yeah, and he hands you a key and he says, that will be 5 gold a night.
Tell him, can I use my hero status for saving his tavern and business to have a free night?
He pulls out a slipper. I will send you. No, I'm joking. No.
I pull out my hand and say, I'll send you to Satan.
I will send you to Nox.
I will send you to Nox. You better fear me. Gosh darn it.
I will send you to Lumo.
Not even she can help you.
But she is hot, though.
That's why I won't be sending you there.
But Nox is hot, too.
Yes, but you are a man, so you would be gay.
This just got really weird.
I know. Okay, I just grabbed both of them and dragged them to the room.
Okay, so...
to our room. It's $5 a night. We all pitch in.
Yeah, five.
Just sets up a PayPal. Just...
Yeah. Okay, we're all pitching.
Put it on my tab.
I'd like to exchange one of my gold pieces for a copper coin.
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, take that. Take that deal.
No, so you guys walk up to your room. Gideon, roll me a, have Grog roll me a,
I'm not trying to attack them.
So, you finish off your ale.
Yeah.
Roll me a constitution check.
Oh, yeah, you might get busted.
You said their finest ale. What you didn't know is this ale has been matured and been fermenting for For over 50 years. Roll again. That was terrible.
12 plus 2. 14.
14.
Okay, so you are very drunk.
I won't.
And you just reel back and just throw up all over the floor and you go, Grog sick. And no, I'm joking.
But I'm a gnome.
No, so...
Grog Noah Ford English lessons.
So, even though Grog very rich,
Grog no one English lessons.
Grog smash.
Grog skips babble.
Grog doesn't understand the meaning of the word.
Grog killed the Duolingo bird.
He's like a very tasty Duolingo.
That should be the final boss.
Duolingo bird steals your.
That's how we're gonna end season one.
Okay, well,
we have to come back for this.
Okay, anyways. Oh gosh. Okay. So Grog, you're stumbling around. You don't quite know what you're doing.
Grog needs room now.
Go ahead and roll me a dexterity check just to stumble to the door.
No.
They're already in their room.
Roll your own.
They're already in their room already.
Oh god, I have minus one dexterity.
And you're not proficient in it either.
11.
11. That is.
I just fall down.
Unfortunately, not enough. So you're on your way. And you trip over one of the broken pieces of the table. You hit the floor.
I go sleep.
Just hit the floor. And you fall and you go unconscious. And faintly, you hear the bartender in the background, somebody pick him up.
Perfect job.
All right. So you're all long resting. You get all your spell slots back. You're all fully healed.
He's the richest. He should pay.
You two wake up in the room. You two wake up in your rooms. Birds singing. Sunlight's filtering through the curtains. Grog wakes up on the street. You were thrown out of the bar. That old half-orc belly is just not enough for that ale. All right. So it's about 9 a.m. It's about 9 a.m. You guys walk in. Grog has a massive hangover because Simon and Eli, or should I say Namus and Cole, were smart enough. They didn't get alcohol. They're perfectly fine. So
I'm not going to pay for something that makes me feel bad.
So you all walk in. It feels good in the moment.
It feels good in the moment, but afterwards it's just regret. I got enough of that.
Dang.
Parents and mentor are dead. I have enough regret at the moment.
Wait, what? Regret?
I regret that I couldn't save them, okay? That's my regret.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
That is my... Don't act like this is a bad thing that I did something wrong. I regret I couldn't save them because I was a pushover. My entire purpose now is to, gain power so I can, you know, hurt those that hurt me.
That's tough.
Who hurt you?
The people that called me a heretic and drove me out of my home.
That's tough. Okay.
Heretic.
Were you not
someone who, like, holds opposing views to the people that are around?
Yeah. All right. So, anywho's, where were we?
Oh, yes, I know.
I was about to play.
Right, so you all walk in, you get breakfast, you sit down at the table, and the hooded stranger walks over to your table, and he sits down heavily, and he pulls off his cloak hood, and
I use inflict wound.
No.
I use inflict wound.
What is wrong?
I want blood.
No.
This is very established. I want blood.
No, okay, he casts counterspell.
Oh. Hey.
And you waste a spell slot.
Wait, no.
Do you take it back?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hey.
So,
I
want to
hurt this. Mr.
So,
if it is a man, I'm not assuming, you know.
It is a man.
Pulls it back and it's
so,
Beyonce.
No.
So he
turns to your companions. He's like, I don't think we've met. My name is Balin the Seeker.
We have met yesterday.
Not you, you idiot.
I
hold your tongue.
I speak good now.
Hold
so
your
you better
peace.
Shut up.
The fact that you just said I speak good means you don't speak.
I
speak to the highest form of caliber to all. Shit, I forgot what I was gonna say. I speak in the highest regards to all those around me, except you. For you, me no speak good.
That's very weird. Anyways, so you may wonder why
you're making me fight a table.
That's your own fault. You didn't have to fight the table.
Yeah, we did.
You told me I had to fight the table to get the quest. What should I have done? Gone to a room I didn't have?
Sure.
And let the innocents die, you idiot.
I would have fought the table if you had left. Just saying.
I tell him he should have helped.
So he says, anyways.
Don't say you would have helped. That's like a 5-year-old saying they'd beat up a robber. Shut up.
Anyways, you may wonder why my name is Balin the Seeker.
Because you find treasure, you seek the truth.
No.
Because you find glorious amounts of treasure. Now give it to me or else.
Okay.
I'm very eager if you can't tell. This is just, you know, I don't know what to do with myself.
Balin says, all right, let me speak. I am a great adventurer, but my adventuring days are slowly passing. My hair is graying, and I'm tiring of this man's improper grammar.
My grammar isn't that improper.
He slams his fist down on the table. He says, silence, I'm speaking.
Silence, I'm speaking.
Why are you still acting like you're drunk?
Silence!
Are you drunk?
Okay.
Okay.
Drunk.
Anyways.
No, he just has a hangover. It's just really bad. Makes
you don't
him
get.
He's drunk.
Wow, that's weird. Okay. And so he says.
Coco.
Okay.
He goes Coco for Cocoa Puffs.
So, Balin is now thoroughly confused, and he looks at you and he goes, right. Okay. They call me Balin the Seeker because I am one of the few seekers left in this world.
Plenty of people like you. Now tell me where to find gold.
He looks at you and he goes, let me finish.
I'm rude. This is my shtick. You don't get to finish. Tell me where the gold is and give me the map.
There might be gold involved.
Might be gold? Give me the quest that does have
Let me
gold.
Guess.
There is no quest that has gold. I am here to collect and to seek out soldiers to fight the demons that have been ridding our land. Or have
I
you not it. Noticed? And he points over to the charred, blackened, and covered in ichor remains of the mimic you fought yesterday.
Oh, like I haven't noticed? You said you'd help. You didn't help. You didn't even say you'd help yesterday. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Okay, I have a question.
What do you flip?
What? I have a question.
What?
So you're looking for soldiers.
Correct.
Is there any way? Is there any way I could not?
If I were to help you, that we would find some gold.
I need to rebuild my family.
I tell him, yeah, I see there's demons in the land. That's why I want to leave it. Now tell me where I can go adventure and find some decent gold.
What?
I heard you.
And then you just hear someone from the back of the bar.
Shut up, I'm trying to eat.
We say, do you want me to send you to Jesus?
I'm good.
Are you good? Then you better stop back talking.
He just like starts crying.
I'm sorry.
And so I say, you better be sorry, you little bitch.
Oh my gosh.
So can I roll for Balin's gonna go. Balin's gonna.
Wait, where are you going, Eli?
So Balin pulls a sword out. He pulls a sword out of his scabbard, and he swings the hilt at your head, and he goes, and you fall over unconscious.
Okay.
And he goes, now that the other two of you are listening. Let's finish this, shall we?
My final words. I'm not listening, you little.
Shut up. No. Shut up.
This whole speech. Comes.
You're unconscious. You're not here. Okay. So he turns to Cole and he goes, "You. I saw your fighting skills. You would do well to train in the art of stealth. I have a friend who can maybe train you a little more. And help you. You would be a great fighting asset. Him, he needs help. And both of you are leveled up to level 2.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what about me?
No.
What about me?
No.
I did the most damage.
You're unconscious on the floor because you insulted the most overpowered NPC I'm going to make in this game. Okay?
I get action surge.
Surge.
Yeah, it means I get, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I ask.
You get 2 actions once until you recharge it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I still, but I can get an extra attack, and then I can attack 4 times if I get
one. Anyways, so Balin goes, now, if you will accept this quest, we have some training to do. And that's where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Okay. Good night, and I'm going to go bang my head on a wall.
Okay.
Getting this critical role. Not, man, I'm stupid.
No, that's a different podcast.
Yeah, different podcast. Much
yes,
better.
Yes, I did it.
That has like, I got an actual that role. That one has a million, thousand, billion
listeners.
You got
listeners, like a trillion subscribers.
And we're never going to have that. We're never going to be like them because they're cool and we're not. So anyways, that's all for Critical Fail. Thank you guys so much for listening.
If you are.
I really appreciate it. I know we do.
We can't. You are.
I'm sorry for wasting your time.
I'm so sorry for these people.
Yes.
So, anyways, that's all for Critical Fail tonight. And to my left, we have
Simon playing Namus, the overeager guy that insulted someone that could kill him instantly.
Grog, big axe man.
Okay.
And apparently Cole.
Okay, thanks so much for watching.